USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. California plans to require masks for all students in the fall, despite guidance from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that says vaccinated students and teachers don't need to wear them amid proper physical distancing. State health officials said the requirement will allow for full-time in-person learning and for all students to be treated the same, whether they're vaccinated or not. For months, the Biden White House refrained from criticizing Republican officials who played down the importance of the coronavirus vaccinations or sought to make political hay of the federal government's all-out effort to drive shots into arms. Not any longer.
We need to go to community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, and oftentimes door to door, literally knocking on doors, to get help to the remaining people protected from the virus.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Executives at Miami-based Kaseya Limited were warned of critical security flaws in its software before a ransomware attack this month that affected as many as 1,500 companies, according to five former employees. CNN correspondent Claire Sebastian.
This was an attack that sort of hitched a ride on IT management software. So the original sort of attack was on Kaseya, which has this management software that it distributes to clients and distributes updates over that software. These clients then in turn have their own clients who they use that software to sort of help manage their IT operations.
One of President Joe Biden's top allies in Congress is calling for him to support amending the Senate filibuster. House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn, Democrat of South Carolina, told Politico Biden should endorse the idea of creating a carve-out to the legislative filibuster in the Senate for legislation that applies to the Constitution. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Two Civil War icons removed from public squares in Virginia. Mike Fortier has more.
Applause in Charlottesville, Virginia this morning as a statue of Robert E. Lee is lifted off its base at Market Street Park. The statue first erected about 100 years ago. The city council voting 4 years ago to remove the statue. The legal battle that followed coming to an end 3 months ago after a ruling by the state Supreme Court. A statue of Stonewall Jackson also coming down today. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
If you own a PC, chances are it's running Windows, the operating system that Microsoft has offered since 1985. Even with people buying modern Macs and even with some students and corporate workers picking up Chromebooks during the pandemic, Windows still holds an 83% market share for personal computers, according to technology industry research company Gartner. Today, Windows represents 14% of Microsoft's total revenue, and historically, Windows has been more profitable than other parts of the $2 trillion company. When Windows grows, Microsoft benefits. So the company is once again refreshing Windows with the announcement of Windows 11 on June 24th. New system requirements might cause some people to purchase new PCs capable of running Windows 11, and that would boost Microsoft Windows franchise. It's adding one of the features of Chromebooks, Android apps, to Windows 11. Stores will stock PCs featuring the new release in time for the holiday season. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.